拿到的，我们在分的是那个向莲花生大师祈祷的祈祷文。The Chinese piece of paper, the Chinese text you receive is actually prayer to Guru Rinpoche to clear obstacles on the path. 所以大家拿到的是向莲花生大师的祈祷文。这是 maybe I'll ask Sister Cecilia to explain because she texted me while she was said to be in Japan. Okay.Yeah, this text. Why we have this text?
Lama Zopa Rinpoche mentioned when he was in Malaysia that he has received advice that it would be very beneficial to do this mantra to clear obstacles for his heart project, the Maitreya Buddha project in India.And therefore, since the 2nd of May, ABC has started an accumulation of 1 million Guru Rinpoche mantras. Hopefully, we can complete this figure by the 6th of August, which is a wheel turning day. Wheel turning day is signifies the...First time that the Buddha gave his first teachings on the Four Noble Truths, so it's an extremely auspicious day. So hopefully if with our collective effort, we can complete this mantra accumulation, then we can make this offering to our very, very precious spiritual director, Kyabje Lama Zopa Rinpoche. Thank you.
Okay, 我现在简短的翻译，就是在五月二日的时候，这索巴上师在马来西亚 ，Klang 是 Klang， 那个在领导这个药师佛的闭关的时候，就是有新加坡的弟子，应该是我们的很有。强而有力的 ABC 会员，就像索巴上师提醒，这样索巴上师是说了，如果念诵这个莲花生大师的祈祷文的话呢，可以帮我们消除在印度建造这个弥勒佛大像的庆祝他的障碍，所以呢，就是我们希望能够从那时候是五月二日到八月六号这段日子呢，能够积累一定数量的咒语的数量，一百万次那个咒语就 Om Ahum Mensa Guru Pema Siddhi Hum。念100万次了，就大家一起念诵，然后我们可以把念诵的数量，当然在念诵之前我们要念那个祈祷文，三世佛陀上师大珍宝诸成就主大乐智慧身遍照诸，你要念一遍，然后我们才念，可以，大家可以说发心，可能每天念大概1000次，就是10次啦，你的那个念珠念十圈就10次，然后我们把一直念到八月六号，把累积的数量呢，跟谁说呢？你可以把积累的念诵的数量呢，上网，他上网就说，I'm in charge. Cecilia's sister just appointed me.你们所念诵的数量呢，就是每次可能月底的时候了，每一个月底的时候呢，你们就交给我。OK 啦，就交给我吧。哦，我很荣幸的被西西勒师姐推选为统计者。OK， 然后我就把那个数量跟我们的办公室讲一声，好不好？ 这个八月六号是因为那是纪念本师释迦牟尼佛初转法轮的圣日。就是本师释迦牟尼佛在八月六号那一天呢，第一次转法轮讲四圣谛给人间的弟子。Now we may start. 先念《般若波罗蜜多心经》。We'll start by reciting the Heart Sutra in Chinese. 第十面，小本的法本第十面。般若波罗蜜多心经，观自在菩萨行深般若波罗蜜多时，照见五蕴皆空，度一切苦厄，舍利子，色不异空，空不异色，色即是空，空即是色，受想行识亦复如是。舍利子，是诸法空相，不生不灭，不垢不净，不增不减，是故空中无色，无受想行识，无眼耳鼻舌身意，无色声香味触法，无眼界乃至无意识界，无无明亦无无明尽，乃至无老死亦无老死尽，无苦集灭道，无智亦无得，以无所得故，菩提萨陀以般若波罗蜜多故，心无挂碍，无挂碍故，无有恐怖，远离颠倒梦想，究竟涅槃。三世诸佛以般若波罗蜜多故，得阿耨多罗三藐三菩提，故知般若波罗蜜多是大神咒，是大明咒，是无上咒，是无等等咒，能除一切苦，真实不虚，故说般若波罗蜜多咒。即说咒曰 Gate Gate Paragate Parasangate Bodhisoha。 好，现在我们来念诵这个功德本颂。Now we recite foundational good qualities in Chinese. The English prayer books is page 137. This 功德本颂是上次分发的，大家有带来吗？有谁需要这个功德本颂的呢？请举手。有多少位师兄需要这个功德本颂的？等一下我们的师兄会复印给你们。 好，我们一起来念诵吧。这个功德本颂，唯愿加持令我先善见，于诸功德之本恩惠主，如理依止是乃道之根，然后精进恭敬成依止。唯愿加持令我先体悟，一次所得此善有暇身，难得有意，然后不间断，昼夜升起取其精华心。 唯愿加持令我先念死，生命飘摇犹如水泡沫，迅速即为死魔所毁灭，并且却吃黑白叶诸果，事后跟从犹如影随行，然后令我时时不放逸，重罪中连小罪皆断除，并且成就一切善法具。唯愿加持令我先认清世间圆满诸过众苦门，不可依赖享受不厌足，然后勇猛追求解脱了。唯愿加持令我善巧用，由彼清净心念所引发，正念正知极大不放逸，主修教法根本别解脱。唯愿加持令我先观察诸母有情同我落有海，然后按习殊胜菩提心，复合救度众生之重担。唯愿加持令我先善见，若仅发心仅于三种戒，并不羞耻不能成菩提，然后精进勤学佛子律。唯愿加持令我心流中熄灭于诸妄精之调举，并且如理四察真实意，迅速升起止观双运道。唯愿加持令我于共道修成法器，随即顺利入诸圣中最殊胜金刚圣，彼具善缘众生正精度。唯愿加持令我真确知所谓清净誓言及律仪，乃是成就二系地之本，宁可不顾生命护守之。于是加持令我先通达续部精要及二次地心，然后遵照圣者之教诲，坚定勤修四座瑜伽法。唯愿加持令我诸如是开示贤圣道之善知识，如理修习伴侣皆长寿，并愿内外障碍尽平息。唯愿世事不离真上师，唯愿随时享有圣正法，并于地道功德圆满后迅速证得金刚持果位。
What are we talking about? Ah.
还有谁需要这个祈祷文的？
Okay, so, just mention that day. So you want to practice Dharma correctly, unmistakenly.In order to complete, then we should find the qualified teacher. It's extremely important.
上一堂课呢，我们讲到怎么样啊，如理的去修法。我们讲如理的去修法，就是如果我们想要没有错误的。去修的话呢，我们必须先找到一个具格的上师，这一点呢是非常重要的。
So that they have mentioned about the 10 qualities the Mahayana teacher should have. So he mentioned that day. So also from the student, also then should have the quality. You know.The important qualities, diligence, you know. The student should be diligent. Not only that, must be intelligent, like that. Then also focus the mind. Then also respect to the teacher. So those are extremely important from the student side also.
所以那天呢，就上个星期天呢，我们讲到你要找的具格的老师呢，尤其是这个大圣的导师啊，必须具重十种功德。当然从学生的方面呢，学生也必须具备三种主要的条件。最重要的呢，就是学生呢必须精进用功，学生呢必须能够具有一定的智慧了解所说的法。那学生对老师呢要有虔诚的恭敬心。上个星期我翻译错了，不是祭天菩萨的四百论，应该是圣天菩萨的四百论。
So when you talk about the Dharma teacher here, so that the teacher should have the quality. It's important. So then also then.Looking at his quality, then develop the faith on the teacher, then thinking the kindness of the teacher, then you generate devotion.
当然我们所讲的法师啊，就是教导我们的这个老师，他必须呢具备十种功德，应有他应该具备这样的功德。这样呢，我们看我们思维呢，这个导师所需要的各个功德哦，那个老师有这样的功德，我们这样去分析去思维呢，然后对老师升起信心，对教导我们这个法的老师升起信心，然后我们意念这个导师教法给我们的慈悲心，然后升起对他的虔诚的依止的恭敬心。
So, so I mentioned that the interpreting example. So here, when you talk about the Dharma teacher, then of course oneself looking for that kind of teacher. So here Dharma teacher is not just helping for this life, you know, solving your problem, this life of problem, you know, just showing some small thing, not like that. I mentioned that day, so
我们讲过上一堂课呢，仁波切也是举了不同的例子来说明这个老师的重要性。 跟我们说法的这个老师，我们通常讲法师，如果我们这本身呢是在寻找这样的老师，教导我们佛法的老师的话，我们要明白这个老师呢不只是能够在这一生呢给予我们帮助，帮我们解决这一生的问题而已，因为解决这一生的问题呢其实呢是非常微不足道的。
So so I give the example that day. So while sleeping from beginningless remote up to now while sleeping in ignorance so never wake up from that ignorance until now. So then now here, so Dharma teacher is like you are waking up from that sleep of ignorance, you know, he's calling you and asking you to wake up from the ignorance, you know. So like that.
所以上个星期呢我们举个了一例子，好像我们是在沉睡中了，忽然间有人把我们叫醒了，还记得吗？那个有声音的喂喂喂啊。在那天呢，就上个星期天我们讲呢，我们从无始以来的生死，不断的生生死死流转当中呢，我们已经串习了很重很重的愚痴的习气，所以呢我一直在这个愚痴无明中一直没有醒过来啊。这样突然间呢我们在这个长睡当中啊，有人走过来了，喂喂喂，把我们叫醒了，就把我们从无明的梦中呢叫醒了。而这个人呢就是我们的导师。
And so there's two deep sleep, you know, even the thousand of Buddhas came, and even million of the Pandits, a great scholar, a teacher, highly realization came this world, tried to wake up us numberless of time, you know, but still we're not waking up, you know.Not waking up.
就从很多很多很多年呢，就是可以千百万年呢，很多佛啊，百万劫啊，很多佛都出现过了，都已经来过了。这样呢，有很多很多学问高深，佛法学问高深的班智达呢也出现到了，他们都有很深很深厚的证悟和领悟，他们都不断的想方设法，想尽各种各样的方法呢把我们呢给叫醒，从无名愚痴中叫醒了，可是呢一直没有办到。其实我有问题、这句话我有问题。
Okay, so, so like that also we don't know, you know, oneself doesn't know much how danger sleeping, deep sleep in ignorance, we don't know that much also.
其实呢我们根本都不知道了，对了，因为这样多佛陀都过来了，我们可能也不懂嘛，我们也不懂嘛，我们也可能也没有遇到，为什么呢？因为呢我们的愚痴无明呢太深重了。
So so like that, you know, so even Buddha manifests in different form to help us, you know, all different type of form to help us to wake up from ignorance. Yeah, sometimes we wake up 1 second, that's next moment fall back to sleep, huh?So then Buddha manifests in different form and try to wake up you. Open eye, then again second moment you close eye and sleep back. You know? So we're doing this from beginning levels up to now. You know, we're not really totally waking up. You know, totally your eyes not really open up. You know, a little bit open then immediately close like that.
怎么说呢？你讲哇，你可能不相信，你讲哇，很多很多千万个佛啊都出现了，我们一直没有叫醒，我们可能有人就会说有咩？我有看到吗？ 因为佛呢其实是可以化身化现出各种各样的化身来度化我们的可是呢我们不知道 那个是佛来的我们不知道所以呢可能有时候他叫醒我们的他其中的化身叫醒我们是我们可能睁开眼睛醒了一秒然后又把眼睛合起来又睡觉去了所以呢我们的眼睛开了一下可能只是开一只眼另外一只眼没有开了然后看到一下然后又关起来又睡觉了所以我们从无始以来哦，算不出啊，他什么时候开始？所以从无始以来的生死、生死当中呢，就没有完全醒过来，可能有醒过一秒啊。
So we are, what to call? So you don't wake up.Then you're so happy in sleep. You know, we're like that. We're so happy to sleep there. You know, doesn't want to wake up. So happy to sleep. Huh?
我们不只是没有醒悟，而且我们睡得很香，很开心。
Yeah. So
Samsara is very happy.
Huh? Yeah. Sleep like that. So. So that called sometimes the press in English is called what? Ignorance is bliss. Ignorance is bliss. Sometimes they call that this kind of press in English. Yeah?
Blissful ignorance.
Yeah, ignorance is bliss.
我们一直睡啊睡啊睡得很开心啊没有想过要醒过来要醒悟因为什么要醒来我们都睡得这样开心吧、哦、我们睡在无明当中所以无明呢是很快乐的很怎么讲呢 Bliss 讲快乐不大对啊比快乐更怎么讲呢是很无明是一种大乐
So here so But actually, when you sleep in the ignorance, so there's so much danger going to come, such as birth, such as sickness, such as aging, such as death. All this will happen if you sleep in ignorance. You know, you cannot flee from that, you know.
其实当我们一直睡在这个无明愚痴轮回当中啊，我们睡得很开心没有醒悟过来也没有想到要醒过来其实呢我们知道呢我们将面对危险很多危险将要发生了因为当我们没有醒悟过来的时候呢我们将会这一生完了将会去受下一生了这样我们将会不断的受身然后呢投身过后呢我们将会面对另外一生的生老病死这样当中呢会有很多很多的痛苦呢等着我们因为我们没有办法因为一直在沉睡当中所以一直没有办法从这样的危险当中呢解脱出来
So therefore so must wake up from ignorance if we don't want this all unwanted suffering you know like aging, death sickness, death not rebirth there's so many suffering so if we do not want this all suffering then we must wake up from the ignorance sleep of ignorance
so in a 如果我们不要这样将来不要遭遇这样的痛苦的话呢我们必须呢醒悟过来如果我们不要将来要面对这样的危险将来要继续呢生老病死不断的好像重复这一生不断的重复重述或者比这一生更加痛苦的话这样呢我们必须从我们的愚痴无明 的睡梦中呢觉醒
So therefore, here, when you talk about the Dharma teacher is like that. You know, you are deep sleep and the Dharma teacher is coming up and waking up, you know, asking you to wake up like that. Just getting some idea, you know, to wake up from sleep. So there's, in future, there will be so much danger. You must wake up now. So like that. You know, teacher is something like that.
所以呢，这个例子呢，就告诉我们，这个我们的传法、传给我们法的老师呢，他就好像把我们从这个无名愚痴的沉睡当中呢唤醒的人。因为呢，如果我们再不醒过来呢，将来我们要面对的是很大很大的危险。
So same thing. After wake up, then of course then. So here, so idea is that the teacher is like that. So saving, you know, like a savior from all the danger, you know, for oneself.Showing the right path to abandon the wrong path, and showing the right path like that, teacher is like that for oneself.
所以呢，这个传法的老师就好像唤醒我们的人。这唤醒我们呢，其实呢，就是我们的救命恩人了。为什么呢？因为他救了我们的命，让我们免除将来所面对的大危险。然后呢，他开示我们什么是正确的道路，然后呢，叫我们避免走歪路、走邪道。那这是对我们自己啊，自己本身是。很有很大恩惠的人。
So therefore, so remembering that dimension, so different way to remember the kindness of the teacher, kindness of the Dharma teacher. So remembering different way, then once you really think that from the heart, how much the Dharma teacher help us, you know, then.You're really able to respect from the heart.
所以呢，你看，我们的中文翻译就叫做恩惠主。所以呢，上个星期我们举了不同的例子哦，就告诉我们这个传法老师的重要性。所以呢，我们可以从不同的方面呢，不同的例子去思维，然后去意念啊，我们老师。对我们的慈悲，然后呢，打从我们的心中呢升起啊，对老师这个尊敬、虔敬的依止的这个心。
So of course, then you really respect and have faith, have devotion, you know, believe on that particular teacher.Then you rely on that, you know, with your respect, devotion, and long period of time, then we're able to get all the benefit, you know, reducing suffering, you know, achieving many good realization, you know.
所以呢，如果我们真的能够这样做的话呢，我们就会对我们的老师呢很恭敬，因为呢，我们这样的去思维、去分析的话呢，我们就会对我们的传法的老师产生信心，而且是非常虔诚的那种信心了。这样，我们就会以这样的大信心呢去医治我们的老师，而且不是医治短时期一个星期、一个月，而是长时间的去医治。所以医治的话呢，就是听老师的传法教诲，然后去思维、去休息。经过这长时间的这个医治休息的话呢，我们就会得到大利益，我们就能够减轻我们所面对的烦恼和痛苦，我们就会呢证得我们所会证得一些很好的证悟。
So the Paul mentioned many benefits. You correctly devote to the teacher, then you gain so much benefit, you know. Mentioned in the Lamrim, there's a different type of benefit. you can achieve, you know, when you correctly devote to the Dharma teacher.
如果我们能够如理的医治我们的老师，或者我们从讲上师了哈，上师的话呢，我们将会得到很大的利益。在菩提道次第里面呢，这部教典里面呢，就详细的列明如理医治老师所能够得到的不同的利益。
So, just to mention maybe few benefits. So, you correctly devote. to the Dharma teacher, then one thing is the benefit mentioned, you become closer to enlightenment. Then, what you call, no lack of future Dharma teacher, you know, not to fall into the lower realm.
这里呢，仁波切就列举了几个利益。如果我们能够如理的医治，我们的上师的话呢，我们将会很靠近哦，很靠近佛陀的大觉大悟的境地，就是能够快速的成佛，很接近成佛的境地。而且呢，将来呢，我们也可以有很多顺缘，能够让我们遇到啊。遇到导师继续学习佛法。
So like that. So, so here, so just not to fall in the lower realm. So that means you correctly devote, following the advice of the Dharma teacher, then.Whatever Dharma teacher explain to you, you know, then in keeping practice, we're able to keep in practice. So therefore, so then we won't fall down to the lower realm.
另外一个利益呢，就是说，如果我们能够如理的医治这个老师的话，这样老师给我们的教法呢，我们能够如理的去修行了，就是他给了传了一个法，跟你讲哦，应该怎么讲，你就去思维，然后去修行的话呢，如果你能够这样哦，如理的去修行的话呢，啊，你就会避免将来堕入三恶道。
So, yeah, so there's about, there's many benefits is mentioned there, so just get some idea, one or two like that, so.
所以呢，这是菩提道次第，广论里面的，广论呢，还有略论呢，什么，他们全部都有列出这些，如理医治上师的一些利益，现在就给了大家一些例子了。
So like that, so,Of course, so then, also there's the advice, how to, you know, from your three doors, from your body, from your speech, from your mind, so pleasing the guru all the time, you know, that's the, relying on the practice is to please the guru from your body, speech and mind.
这样呢，如果我明白了如理医治老师的各种利益的话，这样我们应该怎么样呢去医治呢？所以呢，在这个经典里面呢，就菩提道次第里面，他也有给我们一些提示啊，我们怎么样从我们的三门去医治啊我们的上师？所以三门指的就是我们的身。口意三门，我们将从我们的身口意三门呢，时时刻刻的啊，让我们老师呢都感到高兴。当然就是时时刻刻的啊，以我们的修行呢去医治我们的老师。
So, is that mean? So, in daily life, whatever we do.Of course, if you want to achieve something from the person, from the boss, from the husband, from the wife, we want to achieve, then we must pleasing. But pleasing the person is important. If we want to achieve something. Yeah.
怎么说要让我们的老师感到高兴，然后去修法？这我们可以举个例子，比如说在我们的日常生活中啊，无论我们做什么东西啊，我们都希望呢能够我们付出能够有所得，对吗？所以如果在公司做工的话，我们当然要让我们的老板感到高兴了，这样我们才会得到回报，对不对？然后在家里也是同样的啊，不论是啊你的丈夫啊，或者你妻子啊等等啊，我们都希望我们做一些东西啊，我们的上司或什么可以高兴，这样的我们就可以得到我们付出的回报。
So yes, I mean just giving idea, so like that, extremely important, you know, to please. So then.Of course, then you get all the benefit, you know, especially subduing your own mind, you know, come from pleasing the guru, you know.
所以呢，我们如果用回刚才我们在俗世，我们俗世的那种例子呢，用回我们皈依医治我们的导师的话呢，当然我们所做的一切呢，要让我们的老师感到开心。这样让我们老师感到开心的话呢，我们就可以得到大利益，就佛法上的大利益。怎么讲呢？这大利益指的是什么呢？就是呢，如果我们的所作所修能够如理的去医治，如理的去修行的话呢，我们的大力就是我们能够很容易的就调伏我们的自心，我们的烦恼就会减少。
So here, so in order to what to say?So maybe first we talk that one, the next verses. understanding that precious freedom of the devotee is found only once is greatly meaningful and is difficult to find again. Please bless me, generate the mind that unceasingly, day and night, take its essence.
所以呢，我们就来到了第二个偈颂。第二个偈颂就是唯愿加持令我先体悟，他用的是体悟哦，不是善见。一次所得此善有暇深，难得有意，然后不间断，昼夜升起，取其精华心。
So here, so.It's mentioned in the text here, the freedom, yeah, understanding that precious freedom of this rebirth is found only once.
所以呢，在这段偈颂里面，就是功德本颂的偈颂，第二个偈颂，他讲了，此善有暇深，是一次所得，就一次而已。
So, so here, not exactly literally means we found only one time. It's not exactly it means, doesn't mean we found only one time, you know.
我们呢不可以从字表的意思这样去理解，并不是讲你只得了一次。
So, what he's trying to tell us here is compared to the other rebirth we have taken, like rebirth of animal, then hungry ghost animals, compared to that, then taking the precious women rebirth is just like a bounce one, you know, having just only one time that extremely.Among, you know, compared with this rebirth, how much you've taken, then become just very little. You know, that's the meaning is that, you know, just only one time. So I just that.
这个一次所得呢，我们是怎样去理解的呢？我们要从比较上去理解，比如说我们比较其他道的友情，特别是三恶道的友情，比如说你和那些堕入到地狱道的友情、恶鬼道的友情，还有畜生道或旁生道的友情，和他们比起来呀，我们所得的这个人生呢，这些其他的三恶道是没有办法和他比较的，没有办法和他比的。所以呢，这个人生所具有的，是这些三道里面呢很难很难想象、很难得到的。所以呢，所以他就用这个一次来形容他的难得。
You get? Okay. So like that. So anyway, simple is like that. What we have. Our human rebirth, what we have now here, what you found, is extremely precious. So, talk about that.
所以呢，你这一生所得到的这个人生呢，他要讲的就是，它是非常非常非常非常珍贵，非常非常难得的。
So, why so precious? So, you know, so here talk about.We have so much opportunity, you know, we have all the condition to practice Dharma. We are free from many things, you know. So we have perfect human rebirth to practice Dharma if we want to, you know.
为什么呢？我们讲这次一次所得的人生是这么的珍贵，这么的宝贵，因为这个人生呢和其他道的众生比起来，他所提供给我们的机会，他所拥有的条件是非常非常难得的，所以他所具足的缘是很难得的，所以我们把这样的人生呢叫做暇满的人生，而这个暇满的人生呢是最适合修法的。
So here, so how fortunate.For oneself, you know, just being human beings, you know, extremely important to understand that, you know, just being human beings, you know, makes such easy for us to do many things, you know, compared to the animal, you know.
我们应该了解到如果这样去思维的话，我们要讲我们是多么的幸运呢？我们多幸运，因为呢，我们得到了这个这么难得的宝贵的人生。就和比如说，为什么这个人生这样宝贵？我们可以想象，和畜生道比起来呢，有了这个人生，我们多么容易就能成就各种事业。
So here thinking oneself, you know, there's nothing talking about other people, you know, thinking oneself.You know, human beings, not only that. Even human beings, if you are the sense power, you know, like eye, ear, if you can't see, you can't hear, you know, then you can't, your mind is not really functioning. Even you are human beings, if you have this kind of problem, then also makes such a difficult, you know, to practice Dharma.But we are free from that also.
再进一步以我们自己的人生为例子啊，去思维分析啊。如果我们得到这个人生呢，可是呢，可能我们的眼睛有毛病啊，耳朵有毛病啊，这可能就是经典里面讲的啊，暗吃聋哑的话，这样我们可能呢也就会有问题啊，在成就我们的世俗的事业啊或修法方面可能就有问题。可是呢，你看我们现在我们的五根健全，所以这是很难得的。
So, of course, not only that, even you are human beings, you are physically perfect, you know, mentally okay, able to think that.Even that doesn't mean your you are able to practice Dharma doesn't mean that. You need to have the right place, you know, where the Dharma exists, you know, where you can hear the Dharma.
虽然呢，我们拥有这个人生呢，五官健全，对，五根健全呢，这样我们的身心呢，就身和心都很健康。这并不表示我们一定能够遇到佛法、修佛法，能够修佛法。为什么呢？虽然我们五根健全，我们身心也健康，我们必须出现在对的地方。怎么叫对的地方呢？我们必须出现在有佛法住世的地方，然后呢，我们必须能够听闻到佛法，这样我们才能修。
So like that, so free from anything, you know, so like free from, you know, animal realm, free from hungry ghosts, free from hell beings, you know.
所以呢，最主要我们可以看到，我们必须要有这个人生呢。我们前面加了两个字，叫什么字呢？暇满。我们叫暇满人生。你要叫暇满人生才能修法。所以暇满人生就表示呢，我们避免了很多无暇。我们避免了什么无暇呢？我们避免了地狱道的无暇啦，避免了恶鬼道的无暇啦，我们避免了畜生道、旁生道的无暇。无暇就是没有空。
So it's extremely good thing, you know, when you sit down, just to meditate like that. A very simple thing, you know. How fortunate oneself in this moment, in this life, this moment, you know, having all this opportunity to practice, you know.
So, you know, 能够这样去有时候能够有时间，我们静下，这样坐一坐啊，这样去思维、去分析啊，是非常非常重要的。虽然只是看起来很简单，可去坐下来静静的这样去思维是非常重要的。你想想看，我们在这一刻、这一生里面，这一刻呢，我们拥有了现在所拥有这个人生，它是多么极其的宝贵、极其的难得。因为他所提供给我们的因缘条件呢，全部都具足了，能够让我们去修。
So like that, so having all the condition and met the Dharma, met the Dharma teacher, so not only that, from oneself also like totally free from the wrong view, you know, having some faith, some belief in Buddha Dharma.You know?
所以呢，我们现在呢，这一刻就已经具备了很好很好的去修习佛法的各种各样很难得的条件。我们已经遇到了佛法，我们遇到了能够传播佛法的导师。然后呢，我们对对这个佛法呢，也拥有一点信心啊，我们可以相信啊，去听啊，然后去修，去看看，去思维，这一点呢是非常非常难得的。
So it's greatly meaningful. So you are saying that greatly meaningful. So this what you found, this human tribute is greatly meaningful. You know.
所以呢，得到这个人生呢，它是有很大的意义的。所以在偈颂里面呢，它的第三个分句就讲难得有意。
So here, so when you say it's greatly meaningful, so having this human rebirth, so able to achieve greatly meaningful. Yeah, I think so.
greatly meaningful. 所以呢，我们所拥有的这个人生呢，它是能够承办大利益的，它自己本身就拥有这个很大的意义。所以这意义呢，有可以这样去思维。
So here, so it's talk about this human within this human rebirth, you have to achieve many good things. You know, happiness of this life, happiness of next life, you know, good rebirth of next life, like God's realm. You're able to achieve basis on this human rebirth. Not only that, basis of this human rebirth, you're able to achieve liberation. Not only that, basis of this human beings, you have to achieve the full enlightenment. So that's why it's called greatly meaningful life, you know.
为什么讲呢？就是难得有益，因为这个人生呢非常难得。就刚才我们讲的，他去具足各种各样的条件呢，要暇满的条件。然后他为什么是有意义的呢？因为这个人生本身呢是非常有意义，能够然后呢拥有这个人生呢，能够承办自己和他人的大利益。如果我们好好的利用这个人生呢，不只是这一生。我们会得到快乐，下一生我们也会得到快乐，或者是呢，我们甚至啊，我们讲这一生得到快乐，下一生得到快乐，就表示我们用以这个人生作为基础去修的话呢，下一生呢，我们能够投生到善道去，哎，所以这一生就很有意义。然后呢，如果我们能够真的很精进去修的话，我们甚至呢，能够从轮回当中啊，完完全全解脱出来。哎，这个人生就更加有意义了。如果我们修得更好、更好、更聪明啊、更厉害的话，好，我们甚至可以利用这个人生呢，修得正的佛的正等觉，哇，就成佛了。所以呢，他的利益呢就更大了。
So here, so our human life, you know, is much precious mentioned.The Gautama Master mentioned much precious than the wishful pulling jewels, you know.
所以我们的传承祖师，这葛当派的祖师就曾经这样说过，我们所拥有的这个人生呢，比拥有如意宝呢更加珍贵。
So the idea is that you know, our human life is much precious than the what we call billion of dollars. So the idea is that.
所以呢，他为什么讲我们这个人生比如意宝更珍贵呢？他要告诉我们的就是，我们所拥有这个人生呢，比很多很多百万元呢，拥有这些百万元呢，来得更珍贵。
So you have to think that, you know, even if you have billion of dollars, you cannot achieve liberation by that without having this human rebirth, you know.
所以呢，我们可以这样子去思维，如果呢，我们拥有百万元，很多很多百万元啊，亿万富翁、百万富翁的话，百万元的话呢，拥有这些钱呢，你也得不到解脱，因为这些钱呢不能帮助你解脱轮回啊。如果你没有这个人生的话，你不能去修的话呢，你也得不到解脱。
So here's the idea is that this human rebirth can do many things. The billion dollar cannot do that much. You know, this human rebirthBillion dollar cannot stop your aging. The billion dollar cannot stop your sickness. The billion dollar cannot stop your rebirth. You know, the billion dollar cannot stop your death. You know, but the human rebirth have this power to stop, you know. So therefore, it's much precious, you know.
我们可以把我们这个人生呢和这个百万亿哦元来相比，这个人生这个钱来比，这个百万亿元呢，它没有这个能力哦阻止你老变老， 哦，他没有办法阻止你哦生病，他没有办法阻止你呢，让你不死。哦，所以呢，他没有这个百万元呢，百亿万元呢，没有办法阻止你呢，堕入三恶道，或者这再重新投生。可是如果你拥有这个人生的话，你根据这个人生去修的话，你却能够完完全全哦，从这边，从这生老病死里面解脱出来。
Okay, I guess that. So therefore, you know, we are extremely fortunate having this human jiva. You know, you think that way. So it is very precious. You know, it's really meaningful to have this human jiva. You know. So then, we have that. Then think about that. Then feel joy and happy.Just having this human tribute, you know.
所以如果我们能够这样去思维的话，我们就可以发现，哇，我们所拥有的这人生呢是无比的珍贵，哇，它是很有很大的意义的，而且它能够给我们带来大的利益。如果能够想到这点的话，我们就会随喜了。
So here's the idea, the first paragraph, the first sentence.Talk about the Dhamma teacher is like the outer condition. But once your development, you know. So then second paragraph is your own, you know, inner condition. You know, from one side you have the full condition to develop the path, you know.Outer and inner condition, maybe can say that.
所以，如果我们进一步去分析的话，你可以看到呢，第一个偈颂啊，我愿加持令我先上切于诸功德之本恩惠主。这个呢，指的是外缘。好，我们遇到我们的法师传法的上师啊，这个上师呢，是我们必须具备的外缘，让我们呢能够在菩提道上哦不断的修行，这是修行的外缘。像第二个偈颂呢，为人家是令我先提为此所得此善有暇身，这讲的呢是指得到这个暇满的人生，讲的是内缘，我们必须具足的内缘，让我们呢能够呢在菩提道上哦不断的去修持。所以呢，他讲的是，所以这两段讲的是修法所具备的外缘和内缘。
So just getting idea, you know, like it, you know.So this second paragraph is talking about the, for example, like nice field with a seed, nice field,
nice view,
yeah, with a seed,
oh, field with a seed,
yeah, yeah.
所以呢，这个第二段讲的呢，就好像一个田地里面呢种下了一颗种子。
Okay, so we have the human rebirth, perfect human rebirth, you know. Also, you have the power to develop the good quality, you know.
So, 呢，这个所具备的这个暇满人生呢，它就是有这个能力呢，能够增长我们的功德。
So then, when you talk about the outer condition, such as teacher, it's like a sun. You can understand like a sun. You know, with sun rays, we need sun rays or sun or heat from the sun to grow the seed. So like that, the teacher is like a sun.
So, you know,我们所具足的这个外缘呢，就遇到了能够教导我们修行佛法的导师，他就好像太阳一样，这样太阳升起来呢，照射在这个肥沃的田地上，这种子呢才会发芽。
So in order to grow the seed, Grow the seed, no. in order to grow the seed grow.
Yep.
So it needs many conditions. You know, many conditions are needed to grow the seed.
要使那颗种子发芽生长呢，需要具备很多的因缘。
So many obstacles also need to remove in order to grow the seed.
那所有的有一些障碍呢，但是那些委员啊、障碍呢，也必须清除。
So let's just give an example with the seed. So even you have the nice field with the seeds, if you don't have the sunlight, then it's not able to grow. So not even the sun, if they're really thick, what to call, cloud, you know, not able to go the heat through the cloud. If thick cloud has happened, not going to grow the seed well.
我们以这个种子为例哦，你不要忘这种子举的是什么，指的是什么。如果我们有一个非常肥沃的土地呢，这个土地里面我们也种下了一颗种子。可是呢，如果没有太阳的话呢，这种子啊得不到这个热，吸收不到热能量，所以这种子也不能发芽。如果有太阳的话，可是天上乌云密布的话呢，这个种子呢也不得不到那个热的能量，所以这个种子也发不了芽。
So here, so one is not easy, you know, to grow the seed, you know, in order to grow the seed, then it's really, really need lot of different condition, you know. Not having field, just having the seed, it doesn't mean you can grow the seed, you know. And able to see the result.
所以呢，要使种子能够发芽生长的话呢，我们可以看到其实它需要具足很多的因缘。那因缘是佛教的术语了，用普通的华语来讲，现代的华语来讲，所以要使种子发芽呢，它必须具备很多的条件。很多条件必须出现在那边，所以并不说哦，我有了一颗种子，这个种子呢就一定能够发芽生长，就一定能够得到哇，我梦想的那个树啊，结出很多果实，得到很多成果啊，并不是这样的。
So anyway, there's something like that. You know, when you plant the seed, the seed is too deep down. You know, the sun, heat, or water, or cannot really go down.To touch the seed, you know, if covered by too deep, covered by the mud so much, the heat cannot go, then impossible to grow the seed, you know.
所以呢，就算是有太阳啦，有很肥沃的土地啦，太阳照射到这个田地里面呢，可是如果种子埋得太深的话。埋得太深的话，那个水分呢，进入不了这么深的层、深层的土地，它就得不到水分的滋润，这样这颗种子呢，也没有办法呢发芽生长。
So here idea is that, so similarly like that, you know, in order to our growth development, you know, to develop our mind. Also, for example, if you have very strong long view, you know.Very strong wrong view. You know, then it's not easy to grow or development, you know. So like, similar like that, like strong wrong view is like the seed is very deep down, like that. Not able to grow like that.
为什么说我们讲种子埋得太深呢？种子埋得太深，它没有办法成长，就好像这比喻是指，好像如果我们的心呢、我们心里面如果有邪见呢、或者不正见的话，这样就好像这个种子埋在土里太深了，所以它是不能生长发芽的。为什么呢？因为如果我们心有邪见的话呢，我们就很难对老师说的话产生信心。如果对老师说的话没有信心的话，我们就不会去修法。
So idea is that, you know, so in example like that is seed is too deep there, of course, how powerful sun is, doesn't matter. The heat really cannot go through the deep down to touch the seed.
所以呢，如果种子埋得太深的话，我们的邪见哦太深的话，无论太阳呢是多么的猛烈呢，它也没有办法把它的热能呢传到那种子那边。
So here's something. So in order to touch the seed by the heat, then you need to remove this the thick soil. Remove this like that. So same thing here. So.In order to grow our the mind, quality of the mind, then we should remove all this the wrong view. Not different wrong view should have to remove first.
所以呢，如果种子埋得太深，得不到太阳的热呢，能够发芽的话呢，我们必须呢去挖土。把泥土呢挖，让它浅一点。同样的，要我们的心呢能够啊有这个修法的因缘条件，能够升起那些功德的话呢，我们呢也必须呢去除清除我们心里的这些不正见。
So therefore, so in order to grow the seed, so you need the right place, you know, right heat. So many conditions needed.So exactly like that here, so in order to our inner development, need all different type of condition, you know.
种子的生长，我们可以清楚地看到，它需要呢被种在对的地方。这对的地方指的是肥沃的土地，还有不可以埋得太深等等等等。它也呢也需要具足能够接受到太阳热能的条件，所以它需要具足种种种种的条件呢，这个种子才能发芽生长。同样的，我们要有。要让我们的心呢能够得到佛法的滋润哦，心不断的成长的话，心灵不断的成长的话，我们也必须具足各种各样的因缘。
So therefore, so here in the teaching mentioned that need to accumulate merit, need the purification practice is extremely important.
所以呢，在佛典里面呢。就佛教的经典里面就讲了，如果呢我们要得到心灵的成长呢，我们呢必须要去积累我们的福德资粮，同时呢我们也必须净化我们的业障。
So like that. So when you do, you know, the purification practice and accumulate merit, you know, then having all the condition, then it's ready to grow.The seed, you know, able to bear the fruit, you know.
所以呢，如果我们能够真正的能够呢，去不断的去积累这个福德资粮，然后呢，不断的去净化我们的业障的话呢，这样呢，我们所有的条件呢，就会具足了。这样我们就可以使我们内心的种子呢发芽生长。这样有一天呢，这样就会开花结果。
So here's the idea is that so we have this beautiful field.To grow the seed, you know, we have this beautiful field within us, you know. So idea is that, you know, we have this beautiful human rebirth, you know, able to grow the inner peace.
所以他告诉我们这个例子，告诉我们就是，其实呢，每个人的心里呢，都一块肥美的沃田啊，让我们的种子能够发芽。这指的就是我们这个人生了、啊。所以，主要把这个条件因缘具足的话呢，我们将来哦、啊、都可以得到成果。
So you mentioned that it is difficult to find again. So.Whatever you found, this human rebirth is, first place, not easy to find it. You know, you need lot of, so, lot of cause to happen before to achieve this human rebirth, you know.
所以呢，这个第二祭颂里面就讲到了这样的暇满人生，这样人生是非常难得的，不容易得到的。他用了难得这两个字，这个难得。所以呢，他为什么讲他难得呢？因为他必须具足很多很多的因，前世的因，才能够这一生才能够得到这样的人生。
So here, so to say else. So here to achieve the human rebirth need good karma, virtuous karma to.Has to be accumulated in the past. You know, without that, we are not able to achieve this human rebirth without the good karma.
简单的说，要得到这样这一世的这样的人生我们必须在过去世积累很多的善业。如果呢，我们过去不曾积累过善业我们这一生不可能得到这个人生。
So at least, so it's mentioned by Buddha, so at least you need to practice the ten virtues, you know. Abandon the ten non-virtues and practice the ten virtues. At least you need that, have done that to achieve this human rebirth, you know.
佛陀曾经在经典上说过呢，如果要得到这个，能够得到这个人生呢，最起码我们必须在过去世呢修行十善业，还有避免去造这十恶业，这样我们才能够得到人生。
Okay, so when you talk about the six rebirth, the you know unfortunate three rebirth and fortunate three rebirth.You know, all this based on the good karma and the bad karma, or virtuous karma and negative karma, depend on that. The three lower realm exists because of that, the negative karma. The three higher rebirth exists because of the good karma, the virtuous karma.
当我们讲到有情的众生有情的众生是分布在这个六道当中，所以呢，这个在六道当中呢，就有所谓的三恶道和三上道。所以六道的众生的投生无论你去哪个道呢，都是看你所造的业。所以，如果你造的是善业的话呢，你就会投生到三个善道去；如果你造的是恶业的话呢，你就会投生到恶道去，就是地狱道、恶鬼道、畜生道。所以这些恶道的出现是因为众生造了恶业的缘故。同样的，善道的出现也是因为众生的善报、善业因缘果报成熟的缘故。
So because of good karma, the virtuous karma, we are able to achieve, obtain human rebirth, and the desire God realm is the result of the good karma, the virtuous karma.
Because, yeah. 过去是种下了善业的缘故，所以呢，这一生呢，它的果报成熟呢，就让我们能够得到这个人生，或者呢，是有些众生呢，投生到天人道去。
So then, on top of that, when you have karma biting, you know, then clear.So, in order to achieve, you know, the palm realm and the palmless realm, you must have obtained the clear karma biting. You know, without that, just having virtuous karma, you are not able to take rebirth in the palm and palmless realm.
当然，如果呢？ 有些有情众生啊，他们修习禅定，修行得到禅定的话呢，像他们在下一生呢，也可以投生到色界或无色界。就算你只是有这个善业，就是造善业的话，如果你没有得到这个禅定的话呢，你是不可能投生到色界或无色界天的。
So here, so just as if human rebirth, you know, you must practice the 10 virtues, you know, abandon the 10 virtues. Without that, not possible to obtain the human rebirth.
所以在这里我们可以非常清楚地看到，只是要得到这个人生而已，我们必须修行十善业，然后呢避免去造这个十恶业，叫十恶业。要不然呢，如果不这样做的话呢，我们根本没有机会得到这个人生。
So then of course just having human rebirth, it, not only thatIs the perfect to practice Dharma. It, only that is not good enough. So you need the resources, you know.
Mm. 如果得到这个人生呢，只是得到这个人生呢，要修法能够遇到佛法修法的话呢，其实他还需要具备一些其他的条件。
Resources, I don't know what you call. Yeah. So, whatever we use, you know, of course, human being, we need many, like food, clothing, house, those are needed. You know, so all this come with the cost and kanji.With the cause, you know. So,
比如说我们所有了这个人生呢，我们还需要一些受用的资粮哦。比如说我们需要呀，我们的衣食啦，我们的住行啦，有些屋子啦等等哦。能够得到这些呢，也需具备它的因哦。
So therefore, so in order to have good human rebirth, so need to practice six perfection is mentioned that.
所以呢，如果只是要得到人生，就是修这个十善，就是不要避免造的十二业。可是如果你要能够得到暇满的人生呢？暇满的人生，其实在佛经里面他讲，你必须去修行这六度。
Okay, so when you relate with the six, this perfection, keeping the morality, you know, having pure morality. So because of that, result of that, you have this human rebirth, you know.
Perfect human rebirth.
Yeah, yeah.
所以呢，在经典里面他讲要得到这样的暇满人生呢，我们要修习除了这个修十善，要修习这个六度万行啊，就是六波罗蜜。最重要就是要持戒清净，在这样的基础上呢，我们才会哦，才在下一生会得到这个圆满的暇满的人生。
So then, because of generosity, the practice of generosity, because of that, so we have this able to enough to enjoy.Enough clothes to wear, you know, then invite, what you call, then place to stay, all this happen because of the generosity.
所以呢，就是因为我们 曾经哦，曾经除了这个修十善，也修六度。六度里面呢，就比如说第一度就是布施了，布施。因为过去世呢，我们曾经布施啊，修行这个布施，所以呢，这一世呢，我们就得到了我们滋养人生的种种条件，比如说我们的衣啊、食啊、住行啊，条件呢都具备了。哇，我们有食物吃啦，有衣服穿啦，我们的有屋子住啦等等。这是因为过去呢，我们修行布施得来。
Then of course, then, so then. Having good good companion, what called the friend, relative, husband, wife, children, whatever, all this good, what called companion, companionship, also important to support your practice.Also needed, you know. So this come from practicing the patience.
因为呢，我们过去是呢曾经修习安忍，就六度里面的安忍，所以呢，我们呢这一世呢就得到良好的伴侣。而这个伴侣指的呢，可以是我们的丈夫啊、妻子啊、儿女啊，或者是我们的亲戚啊、朋友啊，这些都是我们的修法的助缘。
So then of course, whatever you do, you know, whatever you do, the practice or job, you know, whatever you do, become successful.You know, also that is needed in whatever you do, you know, to succeed that, you know, you have this power to do that, you know. Also this come from, you know, practicing the joyous effort, you know.
这样呢，在这个六度万行里面呢，第一度是布施，第二度是持戒，第三度呢是安忍，第四度呢是精进啊。在精进里面呢，如果过去世呢我们曾就修习精进的话呢，像这世呢我们所进行的各种事业呢都能够得到成就。
So now, so having this human body, having then good resources, all this what you enjoy, we have this perfect, then we have good companion, you know, then whatever you do, you are very successful. You know, only having this poor quality, you cannot succeed the practice, you know.
所以呢，如果我们依靠这个人生呢，拥有的这个人生呢，然后我们所拥有的资源呢，各种各样的条件都具足的话，我们都能够享用的话，然后我们有良好的伴侣了，作为我们修法的助缘呢，在我们所进行的各种事业呢，都能成就啊，这些呢都圆满具足的话呢，我们的修法修行啊才能够成功。
So.Just having this condition, you know, perfect condition, but if we don't have little bit concentration, then we are carried by the attachment, you know, and not able to practice Dharma. So therefore, we need some kind of concentration, mind.
当然如果有这些条件的话呢，我们可以进一步去分析的话，如果我们没有这个静虑的话， 就是六度万行里面静虑的那个修行啊，如果没有任何的止心，不能寂止，不能进入定的话呢，这样呢我们的心呢就很容易给我们的烦恼啊牵着走，我们就可能会有这个贪啊贪执啊所缚等等，这样我们就不能容易成就了。所以我们必须进一步修行这个静虑，六度万行里面的静虑度的修行。
So then, on top of that, most important is need the wisdom, you know.
然后最重要的就是修行里面的这所有讲的六度里面哦，最重要的就是最后一度这个智慧的修行。
So wisdom was able to understand, you know, what's the right thing to do.And what's the right thing? What's the right thing to do? And what is not the right thing to do? Able to differentiate these two things. You know, the wisdom is needed.
这智慧度呢是非常重要的。为什么呢？因为它能够让我们知道哦，怎么做才是对的，或者怎么修呢才是对的，怎么做呢才是错的，所以它能够让我们分辨对错。
So one important is knowing the karma. All this good thing mentioned before, all this came from the good karma. That is our good karma. Then this is extremely important wisdom needed.Is coming understanding of the karma.
所以呢，有一样智慧是非常重要的，就是对业果的智慧哦，就了解到呢，我们所拥有一切好的因缘的好的就是资源具足啦、享用具足等等的这些呢，都来自我们的善业。这样呢，我们需要智慧啊，去明白这一点。所以呢。是什么样的智慧呢？是了解业果的智慧。
So, if you don't understand this, you know, it's all come from good karma, whatever we enjoy in this life. If you don't understand, it's come from good karma, then it's extremely dangerous. We just use up what we have, just enjoy.And finish up all the good karma because not having the wisdom, not understanding the karma, we just use up, enjoy, that's it, you know. Then not able to bear the fruit again, you know. Just one time, enjoy, finish. Not able to bear the fruit again, you know. If you don't have the wisdom.
如果呢，我们不了解业果的道理呢，像我们这一生呢，享受我们这一生的享受，全部都是来自我们过去所造的善业的话呢，我们不明白这个道理，这是非常非常危险的。怎么说呢？因为呢，我们这一生呢就沉迷于这个享受了哇 ，happy happy， 这用完了呢就完了，因为我们没有想，没有这个智慧嘛，也不了解。到底是怎么来的？你就觉得，我很幸运而已，哦，所以你就不会再去造这个得到这个善业的过以后得到善业的这个因了。所以呢，你以后呢，将来呢，就会，就痛苦就等着你。所以这一点呢，是非常非常的危险的。
So here, so you don't have the wisdom, then you just enjoy, you know, then finish it, then you have no idea.You know, to accumulate good karma, new karma. You have no idea at all. You know, whatever you have, then enjoy. Not only that, then on top of that, you create so much negative karma at the same time. Don't know how to create good karma, how to accumulate good karma. Then just finishing the good karma. Then, same time, you don't know how to create good karma, just creating negative karma. Then, that brings so much suffering in your coming future life.
所以呢，如果我们没有智慧的话，没有不了解这个业果的道理的话，我们这生呢就享受，因为过去是造下善业嘛。可是我们不知道，就享受什么？就用啊，一直用，不断的一直在用我们过去是所积累的善报。 这样呢，我没有想到、哦、自己、哦、应该很积极的去积累新的善业资粮、哦、这样一直要用过去式、啊、过去式的老本、啊、老善本吃完了，然后呢，我们又继续造这个恶业，而老本吃完了，善业不见掉了，就剩下的只是恶业，你造恶业的话，所以呢，你将来下一生 ，Oh gosh， 你下一生呢就等着大苦报在等着你了。
What is gosh？ 啊？
Oh, that means when you die at this moment, just use up all your good karma and die at that moment before you die, then you 啊。Whatever waiting down there.
So, if you have this wisdom, you know, able to understand all this come from good karma, what you enjoy in this life, you know, if you have the wisdom, you know, it's all come from the good karma. You know, coming from good karma, you're able to enjoy that. You have understanding of this knowledge.Understand, you have this kind of wisdom, then you're able to do something. Same time you enjoy the previous good karma, but same time you will plant new karma, you know, able to create new karma, good karma to enjoy in the future. So therefore, wisdom of understanding of the karma is extremely important.
所以呢，当如果我们没有这个智慧的话呢，当我们在享用我们过去是所积累的善业所带来的善报啊，在不断的享用的话呢，我们就不会去想哦，到底这个善为什么我现在能够享用这样多哦？所以如果你没有这样的智慧的话呢，你就不会去进步去思维啦，你用了就算了。可是如果你有这个业果的智慧的话、哦、业果的智慧呢，这样你就会在享受你的过去是所造的善业所带来的善的果报的时候，你在享受啊 enjoy 享受的时候呢，你却想诶，我也应该同时啊去积累新的善业、哦、我会跟他补回去啊，把这善业用掉的话再补回去，这样你的老本才不会用完嘛，该补回去，这样你就新的善业，这样你将来呢就可以继续享用。好，所以这个有这个业果智慧是非常重要的。
So here's idea is that, you know, when you say it is difficult to find, so you should understand that what you found now is extremely, you knowDifficult to find again, you know.
所以这样的去思维分析的话，我们就可以发现哦，人生难得今已得，就是我们时常讲的人生难得今已得。所以我们这个现在所拥有这个人生呢，是非常非常非常难得的，是非常非常难得，不只是这一生难得，是以后也会很难得，很难再得到。
So this is need to think, you know, for oneself, what that you'll achieve, no, you'll receive human rebirth, fixed life, achieve,
attain.
Obtain, achieve. So now, he had to think to oneself whether you will achieve
good rebirth.
Yeah, achieve good rebirth, obtain good rebirth, I don't, anyway.
Also can?
Also can. So here now,questioning oneself whether you will achieve this kind of good rebirth again in future or not. That's all. Need to think for oneself.
所以你这样分析啊，这样去思维，坐下来去想，去分析的话哦， 其实讲分析还是很佛教的疏远。你这样去反思了，现代的华语这样去反思的话，你其实应该进一步问自己啊，我下一生能否再得到同样的这样的好的善道。
So here, yes, it's difficult to find. Again, here the answer is that it's difficult to find because it's all come from the cause. But you look oneself, how much we have to cause in this life, how much cause we have accumulated, keeping the 10 non-virtues purely or not, that need to think oneself. If you're keeping the 10 virtues purely,abandoning the 10 non-virtues correctly, then of course there's some hope to achieve good rebirth again in future. Otherwise, that's not possible.
所以呢，你可以这样问一下自己哦：现在你得到这个人生，下一世你能够同样得回这个人生，或者同样得到投生到善道去吗？你要进一步去反思，你就会发现其实是非常非常难的，再得到这样的人生或者得到善道了。因为呢，要得到下一生投身到善道那个因呢，是非常难圆满的。怎么说呢？你看看你自己这一生啊，因为这一生决定你下一生嘛。你这一生你积累的是善业还是恶业？如果你积累的，你能够把你的十善业哦都守得非常好，非常非常好，然后你能够完全避免哦不造任何的十恶业哦，你都能够如理的去修啊，去如理的去，不像修还是有点奇怪，如理的在日常生活中这样去做的话，这样你还有一点希望了。好，要不然如果你没有办法做到这一点的话呢，在下一生要重新得到这个人生，或者重新得到投身到善道去呢，那就非常非常是个问号来的了。
So then, how much, how generous you are, how patient you are, you know, how much joyous effort you have to practice.You know, look for this. If you don't have all this, then difficult to achieve the result in the future. You know, this good resources, good companion, you know, then whatever you do becomes successful. All these are difficult.
然后我们讲要得到暇满的人生，还需要修六度，对不对？这样你可以进一步看看你自己这一生啊，这一生的你是否是很好施的，你时常做布施啊什么啊，你都能舍得割舍你的钱财啊等等，你是否对人呢是很有耐心的，你能够修安忍，还是你时常会发脾气啦等等，然后你对修法你是否很精进，这些问题呢你都可以自己问自己哦，因为要修这六度呢才会得到人生。如果呢你想哎呀我有修，可是哎呀还在修啦哦，还不圆满。如果还不圆满的话呢，你就可以想想下一生呢，如果要得到这个暇满的人生呢，可能吗？容易吗？所以下一生如果我要得到这个人生，我要享受拥有好的资源啊，继续去享受啊，能够有好的修法的伴侣啊，这样你的这个六度修得怎么样呢？
So like that. So when you really think deeply for oneself, then you will understand. Difficult to find again the verses when you think oneself. If you don't create these causes, then it's impossible toAchieve this human rebirth again. So that's why it's difficult to find again. So it's whether it's difficult or not, it's talking oneself. You know, if you have created all the causes, then of course, not difficult to find. You know.
所以呢，我们真的要层层的去深入的去这样的去思维啊，这样去这个反思要是很深入的那种反思，你会发现呢，再次得到这个侠门人生呢，是非常非常难的，甚至有点好像觉得哇，太难了，太难了。如果所以这个讲要得到这个重新得到这个侠门人生的因呢，是非常难得的。所以你看到第二集颂难得，这难得的这个层面意义太多了。因很难得，要重新得到侠门人生的因是很难再得到的。可是呢，因为这个因呢是其实因个人而异了。如果你自己呢能够很好的去造下这些所有的因，很圆满的造下这所有因呢，当然要再次得到侠门人生就很容易了。好，所以这是看你个人了。
So like that, please bless me to generate this mind that unceasingly day and night take this essence. So to understand this. Precious human rebirth for the pawn is very rare. You know, pawns only one time, but also is extremely and greatly meaningful. Difficult to find again to understand that, you know, to understand this. Please bless me like that.
所以呢，这个寄送呢，就叫我们呢，应该呢，升起这样的心态哦，这样去思维。不思维，并不是说，哎呀，很难得，很难得，然后就讲，哎呀，我放弃了，不要修，不是这样的。他讲你这样去思维的话呢，你要升起这样的心呢，哇，这个人生呢是非常非常稀有难得的，哦，很难很难再得到的，而且呢，就是一次得到，不能下一次得到吗？哦，如果下一次得不到呢，这一次啊，这次我得到的时候呢，我就应该要让他呢活得很有意义，我应该取其他的大利益。为什么呢？这次要昼夜哦，昼夜升起取其精华心，就这一世呢，我要很精进很精进的去圆满这一生哦，这个人生所给我的这种种的机会。所以他的意思是这样。
So then, when you really understand this, then you know, then you have inspiration to take full use of this once this human rebirth, you know, to in, you know, opportunity to engage in Dharma practice, you know.
所以呢，如果我们真的完完全全的明白这个寄送的意思的话，就是这个侠满人生的难得的话，我们就会在这一生这一刻呢，好好的、完全的利用哦，这个难得这个人生哦，把它用到完、用到尽了啊，去好好的去修行这个佛法。
Okay, I think that's it. Question one.
大家可以发问一个问题，现在时间应该只够一个问题。有什么你听不明白或者我翻译错误的，你可以提出来。
Okay.Then we stop here. Okay. So we continue with the next verses. Yeah, next time. Yeah.
大家都没有问题啊！哇哇哦！所以大家都能去啊，都很珍惜这个侠满人生了。
哦呀！
安迪没有问题啊，你没有问题。没有问题，我们就下星期我们就讲下个寄送了。 On this question is, during the last lesson, we talked about relying on the guru, relying on the teacher. If let's say we have faith, we have strong faith in the teacher, in our guru, and we practice it, we will achieve great realizations. But if we don't have such great confidence, we have only a little confidence, then our realization will be small. Her question is, why we can't say if we have this great confidence in our teachers, our realization will be fast. But if we don't have much faith in our guru, in our teacher, then our realization will be slow.
So idea is that if you have a strong faith, devotion, and of course, the whole point is that how much you have devotion, faith, that much you follow the guru's advice. You're able to follow guru's advice.
这个最主要的关键呢，就是当你在医治上师的时候呢，你所具有的信心呢，有多少？如果你信心很大的话呢，你就能够很如理的、如法的去虔诚医治。
Okay, so depend on that. You know, you have so much devotion.Faith, then you follow good advice accordingly, you know. So then your development is faster. You know, you don't have much faith, devotion, you won't follow according to good advice. That's why your development becomes slow.
所以呢，如果你对上师呢具有很大的信心的话，你就会非常虔诚的去医治。那虔诚医治的话，就表示呢，你会根据上师给你的开始教导啊，这样的跟着去修啊。但跟着修的话呢，这样你在你的灵性的修炼发展上面呢，当然就会比较快了啊。如果你对你的开示的导师呢没有什么太大的信心的话呢你当然不会非常虔诚去医治，这样你就不会啊根据他讲的开示呢这样跟得很紧哦去修去学啊，你就随随便便了。所以当然你随随便便去学的话，这样你所能得到的领悟啊证悟啊当然就可能也没有了，或若有的话也是很小，或者是非常非常慢。
So same thing, if you are sick, you know, you are like terminally ill, you are totally sick, going to lose your life. For example, like that, then you go and see doctor, whom you have a strong faith. For that doctor, then you follow his advice, you know.How difficult it is. You'll follow his advice strictly, you know. Then from there, you have chance to recover faster. Yeah.
同样的，当我们生病啊，比如说我们有精神病或什么呢，我们精神不太稳定。如果我们去看医生，我们对那个医生有信心的话， 当医生教我们怎么样怎么样使我们康复的话，我们都会跟着他去做，无论那个方法对我们来讲是多么的困难，或者我们多么不能适应，我们如果有信心的话，无论多难我们都会跟着做或尽量去做，这样呢我们能够痊愈啊，从这个病中痊愈的机会，康复的机会呢就更大了。
So same thing, you don't have much faith for that doctor. Then you are not so worried about your sickness. You know, you don't see so seriously, the sickness doesn't think so seriously, then you think the doctor is so, then of course you don't follow his, take his medicine. Maybe one day you eat, next day you don't eat.And of course, it's difficult to recover. You know?
所以呢，如果我们对医生啊，所以这个例子告诉我们要对医生有信心。如果呢，我们对医生没有信心的话呢，这样呢，我们对自己的病呢，我们就会觉得很烦呐、啊，很烦呐、啊，因为我们觉得，哎呀，这个医生庸医来的啦，哈、哦。那说你啊，这庸医来的，所以呢，你觉得个医生都不高明的，医术不高明的哈，所以你会照着他的吩咐去做吗？你会按时吃药吗？你可能都哎呀，这个药泵好不好？哎呀，很多副作用，可能就不要吃了或什么等等。所以呢，你康复的机会呢就比较低了。
Okay, all right.
啊，可以吗？好，现在我们做回向，请打开日常诵文。 We'll do dedication. Please refer to short daily prayers. 32面 The English prayers can be found on page 31. 回向，愿以此功德普及于一切，我等与众生皆共成佛道，愿此珍贵菩提心未生令其速升起，已生令其不退转，辗转增上恒滋长。 Page 34, 34面回向，勇猛文殊如宝了诸法，大行普贤菩萨亦如是，未能随从彼等清净学，我将此等善根皆回向，正如一切三十善士佛所赞种种回向中最甚，未行普贤行我亦如是，将此善根个个皆回向。